This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Please join us in welcoming to the studio our dear friend Maz Gibrani. Hi, Maz.
Hey, Maz. Hi, Sarah. Hi,
nice
guys.
Nice to see you.
Good seeing you.
I want to start by saying thank you for coming in semi-randomly. Like, you don't have a show tonight that you're promoting.
No, exactly.
This is a true friendly stop by.
I'm like the I'm the neighbor on the sitcom, and I just came in to see what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, what are you guys up to?
What's going on here? Where's the cereal? Hey.
Like, I don't know. If I didn't have to get up, I'd still be in bed at 8 o'clock. Come on.
Well, I had to go. I was in town last night. I did a show for incoming freshmen at UC Berkeley. And then I was on my way to the airport, and Yuzette said, "You want to come by?" I said, "Sure."
Why not?
I'm here.
And you're supposed to say, "I love you guys."
Well, I do love you guys. That's a given.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to hear it. I get, you know, even givens need to be said sometimes.
I love you.
I
even wrote a song
too.
About it. I love you.
Oh, now it's a duet.
Yeah.
What do you mean the freshman at Berkeley? Did Berkeley hire you, or you just? A club near the campus.
Yeah. Well, so there was a freshman at Berkeley. Was like, "Bro, you want to do a joke?" I guess, "Sure, do a show." No, I went to Cal. I graduated from Cal. I'm an alumni. I gave their commencement speech last year.
Oh,
that was
nice.
Crazy. 45,000 people.
You did the commencement.
Moi. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Hold on.
So that's in the stadium, right?
I'm here.
I'm listening. Yeah. So it's crazy. I love Cal. I had some great years at Berkeley, and I love the student. I just went in last night to do the show for them, and it's amazing. I really think that it's such a diverse place, and they're really exceptional in terms of their, you know, at one point I was talking about protesting. I go, "Has anyone here protested?" Half the audience. Yeah. I go, I love you guys. I wasn't that into stuff when I was that age.
Right.
So anyway, so last year, they you know, when they ask me to do stuff, I always do it.
Well, it is Berkeley.
It is.
No, but it's home of protests.
But listen, it's great because I was saying, actually, so as a comedian, I get nervous performing for a room filled with 17 and 18 and 19 year olds. And the main reason is because the references, this is, the light bulb went off maybe 5-6 years ago. I was on stage in Los Angeles at the Laugh Factory. I did a joke where I referenced Marlon Brando. And I look out and there's a couple of like 20-something year olds just blankly staring at me.
Right.
And I go, "You know Marlon Brando?" They go, "No." I go, "The Godfather."
Boy.
They go, "Oh, that dude." I go, "You don't call him that dude. What are you? Marlon Brando. You don't." It was
Brando.
Brando, Marlon Brando. It was. I should have known it was Bazzini all along. Anyway, so that's talk about references. Listen, the point
all
is
all the old people are laughing their asses off right now.
Yeah, actually, what was interesting was I realized. So I started Cal 1989, almost 30 years ago.
Oh boy!
And so I did the math. I go, "Wait a minute. When I got in, I said, if they had a guy come and do stand up for me, and he was like, I went here in 1959, I'd be like, who is this guy?" So last night I was so nervous going in, and then they got it. It was amazing.
Good.
So yeah. You didn't have to dumb it down for them.
I didn't dumb it down at all.
You didn't do all Drake jokes.
No, I actually at one point I mentioned that. Drake doesn't sing. Who sings Kiki? You guys were talking
about Drake.
Oh, yeah. Jesus,
that is Drake, right?
Song.
Yep.
Do you like this? Tell the truth.
I
hate it.
I don't like it.
Don't lead the witness.
I'm
say
the
you
love.
I love it, Maz.
No.
I love
you
it.
Do.
No, no.
Brandon Newman. I actually think they secretly hate Drake, but they because I'm not into them. Vinny's not into them. They're like, "Oh no, he's the best. He's a genius."
I like Drake for what I've heard he does. Like, I guess whatever he bought people the groceries, or he seems like a good guy.
Yeah,
like,
but he
made it a video called God's Plan. Yeah. God's Plan.
He wrote it all off. on his taxes.
Well, yeah. That's funny. He did.
God's plan.
Hey,
God's
just keep plan. Naming Drake that, songs. We'll keep playing them, bro.
That's the so that's my one issue though is when he sings, it sounds like he's not really like he sounds lazy about it. He's like, God's plan. I had some plans and the whole lot. I don't know. That part of it is I
that's
guess I don't
the
like
way
his...
now, though. That's all the kids
we're
do
just
that.
Talking
it's super.
About that.
We were. It's funny. Like they don't fully pronounce words anymore.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
It's almost like they're like, well, if you like me enough to listen, then you can figure it out on your own.
Bob Dylan would have done great in this in with these new kids. In a man, God's man, God's man. Right? He would have been.
He would have been right in the pocket.
Good point.
I love
it. Yeah. It isn't new, is
God's
it?
Man, we'll buy your groceries and videotape. God's man.
Hey, has pot being legal in California been good for comedy?
I honestly don't know because I think people that smoked pot smoked it before and would come to the show regardless.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think.
Good point.
You know what? Actually, again, I was going through memory lane last night down there because I was going, wait a minute, you guys, now pot is legal. Which, by the way, the guy that was that had me come said, listen, we just made smoking illegal on campus, just in general. So that avoids the pot talk. It's just no smoke. But I remember when I was at Cal, they used to have smokeouts to protest and wanted to
legalize
pot.
It.
Right.
And,
what are you going to arrest all of us? It's the whole school.
And now I'm going, what?
So that's your kind of protest, is what you're saying. He's like, I'm not a protest guy. Oh, but I did go to the pot protest.
Well, the question though is like, what are those guys doing now? Like now it passed. Like I wonder if they're like, oh, dude, it worked. Like because you know, like
now they're doing like cocaine protests.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Snorting at Sproul. Right. Snorting on Sproul Plaza. No, man. I think the thing I noticed about pot legalization was before it was legalized in California, I would do shows in Denver. And then I would compare the mood in Denver after a comedy show, meaning late night, midnight, 1 o'clock, when you're walking through the streets of Denver, versus the mood. Let's say I did a show in the Gaslight District in San Diego, and the mood in San Diego, where it was not legal, it was people were just drunk, and there was fights ready to break out. I mean, it was scary. I was like, oh, my God, something's going to happen. I had that same thing happen in Tempe, Arizona. I was walking through the streets after a show. And I go, man, some dude was like with a knife. I was going, this is crazy. I go to Denver. I swear to God, everybody was so relaxed.
Mellow.
Even you went to the bar, the club, you know, sometimes the bouncers got attitude. Bouncer was like, hey, bro, what's up? Want to come in? Let's do this. I'm like, man, this legalized pot thing is a great thing.
Nice to see.
You know? So anyway, I'm not that big of a pothead. I just think it helps.
You know, it's funny because since they legalized it, like I've tried to, you know, because I just of my own free will, I'm like, it makes me paranoid. I don't like it. It's ruined my night a few times.
Yes.
Like I just don't smoke it. So 25 years ago, this would have been great.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, all right, I'll try a couple things. And sure enough, they ruined my night. I'm totally paranoid. It's all the same reasons that I stopped it in the first place. So
Sarah,
I'm like, have at it, kids. But
I'm 100% like that. I was always paranoid on it and the sort. And it's funny because as we're getting older, I think that things also change. Again, I was driving. I live in L.A. and I was driving and there was a debate going on. I guess some congressman or someone is trying to introduce extending bar hours till 4 a.m. in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And my first instinct was like, hell yeah. And then my second instinct was like, wait a minute. I'm not up that late. Then there's going to be kids and drunk people. I go, that's a horrible idea.
I'm leaving for work in the hours they're talking
about.
Yeah. And so I was like,
I don't need them driving home from the bar at that point.
I'm officially getting, exactly. You're
right.
Like, I'm not gonna.
It's official.
Yeah. So.
And you're only still in your 40s.
I'm 46. Yesterday, as I was walking in the hotel, one of the employees saw me, goes, oh, dropping off a kid? And I was like, no, here to do a show. My kids are 10 and 7. They're children.
Someday I might drop them off, but how dare you suggest that I'm old enough to have a kid going to Cal?
And then I did the math, and I realized I could have a grandkid going to Cal.
Well, you could. I mean, technically.
Jared Goff, who was the quarterback for Cal, who's now the Rams quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Because I watch the football games all the time. When I first saw him throwing these bombs, I go, wow, who is this guy? Looked him up. He was born in 1993. That's the year I graduated. So I could have had him as my child. And now he's a professional football player. He could have a kid. I could be Grandpa Maz.
Absolutely.
Depressing.
No, it's actually, you should look at it the other way. You're not a grandfather.
I'm not a grandfather.
You're not. You've got probably, I mean, at least 10 years, right? Let's
at
hope
least
for the
10.
Best.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Because I have the same problem. You've grown your beard out and you have some gray in there.
Bro, I know
and that's what that is.
Yeah, no, I usually shave this anyway. I just decided to let it out, and then I started looking like a Persian Santa Claus. But I'll tell you,
it's the gray in your beard because your face
Santa
you don't
Claus
look old.
Like.
Yeah, it's Santa Claus. Listen, let me just tell you something.
It was so good.
Thank you. I'm here. I'm here to entertain all immigrants.
North
and,
Theater,
and
September 8th.
I'm back at North Theater, September 8th. Come see my stand-up,
so
people.
So you do have something to promote. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I will be back September 7th doing the Crest Theater in Sacramento. September 8th doing the North Theater.
Where's the North Theater? I don't know where this is.
It's just north of here. If you just go north, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Like, did I miss? Did he say north or north?
Yeah.
It is not the sauce. It is north of here. It's north of wherever you are.
No,
it's
north.
Just N-O-U-R-S-E. And Human just told me today that it's owned by NPR.
Well, I think, yeah, they've got like a close association. I didn't think you'd repeat
that excited me because that's like public radio has no money and I go they own something that's in this day and age for them to have a theater
it's fantastic
I'm very happy for them so yeah September 8th I'm gonna come out do my stand-up
in San Francisco
It's in San Francisco.
It's a big room, too.
Big room, like 1,500 people. Great. Gonna have a party. You guys,
well, you have a zillion followers on. I was looking at your social media.
I just
hit
a zillion.
Which is super boring, by the way, man.
I just hit a zillion.
Did you hit a zillion?
Yeah, yeah.
You're about to hit 100,000.
I'm about to hit 100,000.
You know that you could be making. You had a thing up there, and I was gonna ask you this. You had like a, I don't know, head, face.
The bald thing, yeah.
Bald thing.
Yeah.
So that you can shave. It's like a shaving cream or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm looking for the hashtag ad. Like, dude, you could be making 10 grand for that.
See, I didn't know that.
Well, now I'm trying to tell you, you're an influencer. If you have more than 30,000 followers, there's like a whole nother tier of stuff that you can, I wouldn't know how to do it, but you could look into it.
I'm going to look. You know what happened was.
There's real money to be made.
Yeah,
there.
So these guys, they're shaving cream.
This
and
balm
all the,
stuff, balls, right?
Yeah, so they contacted me and they go, hey, this is the company. Can we send you some products?
You did it for free.
So they sent me the products. I tried. I go, this is great.
You did it for free, dude.
I did it for free. But you know what I was thinking of doing? Because I really like the product. Because I honestly am not a big product guy.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, for shaving, you shave?
I do.
Yeah. So I always used like a Gillette foam or something, which is fine. But once in a while, you get the cuts. And so I got this thing that they sent me. It was a shaving cream, and I used it. And I go, oh, my God, this is no cuts, and it's smooth. And so for the first time in my life, I was like, I was into this product. So I actually contacted them. I really like this product. They go, oh, would you mind posting? And I posted something, of course.
For free.
But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to contact them and go, yo, let's take this to the next level. Like, yeah. I actually want to come up with funny ads for them. Like, they're kind of just
sitting
there.
You got to put hashtag ad in there. That's apparently the only
Is that what it is? Hashtag ad? And then
do a million hashtags. Hide ad in there.
Look at you go.
Well, that's what the people do.
Did Human conduct a class for you on
no,
Sunday night
No, I was reading
one
something on the Kardashians and how much money they're making. I mean, listen, they've got a true zillion followers.
Yeah, yeah.
But 100,000 followers is nothing to sneeze at.
Let me ask
and you
this.
Have the check mark, which I'm super jealous of.
So wait, let me ask you this. So if you put hashtag ad, whether they ask you or not, that means that you're going to get money somehow?
No. You have to have a deal with them.
A disclosure.
Yes, I can't just be like,
I'm disclosing that I'm making money after
okay,
this.
And it depends on how many followers you have. Like, if you have 5 grand, they'll send you, like, you could do McDonald's if you have 5 grand, but you got to get this particular kind of sandwich, and they pay you for that. If you have 10,000 followers, so obviously the more followers you have, the bigger the product.
Are you
and the
telling
more
me
money.
Someone with 5,000 followers can get money from McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're
That's
saying it
incredible.
Isn't necessarily a deal you've worked out with them. They actually have it in place.
It's through the company. Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying to look it up on my phone because I was looking it up myself.
Dude, find out how much you get for 100,000.
How it pays. You can find it on online, but yeah. Totally
Hold on, go
paid.
Back though.
Get
so you're a
paid.
Head shave guy.
Yeah.
And you were using the gel foam.
I was just for the longest time it worked. It was no big deal. The foam.
It's
just,
a big yeah, that stuff's awful.
Well the gel well, listen, what take, do you it use? Easy, take it easy.
I've told you a million times the Kiss My Face cream.
Oh.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, it's just because the foam just
I thought it looked funny. My kids liked it. I used to have my daughter put it on. She loved putting the I said, guys, come on, let's do it. And a couple of times, they would just put shaving cream all over my head and my face. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And I was like, what a great dad, right? Hey. And then
I'm a comedian for real.
I would get cut up, and I'd be like, ah, damn it. So
I'm bleeding from the head again.
Yeah. But the kids enjoyed it.
Sure.
And now I got this cream, man. So I won't say their name unless they pay me.
Yeah, right. Don't
hashtag
do it.
Hashtag pay money. Me. Well, that was funny. Is on my Instagram, you're gonna see me at McDonald's all day long.
I'm gonna start looking right.
I just had a McDonald's McSandwich. Hashtag great, blessed, happy.
Pay
ad,
me.
Ad. And then, hidden in the middle.
Yeah, you got to do a bunch of hashtags.
What happened to Maz Jobrani? He spends all day in McDonald's just eating different sandwiches.
And then at home, shaving his head with that cream.
Shaving his head with it. Yeah. And he never leaves the house.
Why would he?
He's 800 pounds and he's shaved.
Right?
Yeah.
And rolling in it.
Rolling in the
dying
dough.
I don't know what you can make with 100,000 followers. That's amazing.
So crazy. What a crazy world
and
we're living in.
The other crazy thing is that very few people... you know, really get to have their own name. Like, you're full on, you don't have to the real Maz Jobrani. You're Maz Jobrani.
Well, Who Man just showed me there was two dudes who took Maz Jobrani and they added an eye. One guy added one eye and the other guy added two eyes at the end of my name. So it's Maz Jobrani and Maz Jobrani. So those are my pretenders.
Yeah.
How interesting.
You should get on that.
Maz has the check mark, the blue check mark.
Right,
so
I know. The
kid.
Blue check mark is...
Yo,
like Hooman has one of those. I'm super jealous,
bro. This should be a way to have one of those in real life, like a pin or right. So, just a check mark on your head.
Verified.
I'm you the are real, not kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, you should get a tattoo of that, like on the back of your head, just like the blue check mark.
If someone goes, "Are you really?" Yes. Hello.
I am who I am.
Check mark.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, verified.
Maz.
Yeah.
It is called Popular Pays.
Popular Pays. I'm gonna look into
that. What can we get? Look up what we can get.
What's the breakdown? Because I know, like, on YouTube, like, if somebody clicks your video, you get 0.00001 cent per click.
And apparently they even changed it so that people are getting even less money. Remember that girl who was a couple months ago? I can't remember what happened. Like, she killed herself, I think, over it.
What?
She was making money.
Yeah, the Persian girl, remember?
Yeah.
Well, all
she
the Persians
was making money doing
it.
All these like Persian dancing.
You know the Persian girl that went to YouTube
workout things
from LA.
Oh yeah, she went. That's what it was. She went.
You don't
to
know
YouTube
about this?
Oh right. I heard about
guns,
this.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. In San Bruno,
and she was mad because she had been formerly. She'd been making real money off of YouTube, and then they changed the rules, and all of a sudden she's getting like nothing.
Holy moly!
I know.
Jeez Louise. My kids, my daughter's 7, so she sometimes watches that lady who unwraps gifts. Have you seen this lady?
Yeah. I have not.
All she does, I think she's got a high-pitched voice. I think I've seen it in passing.
Is it a little kid?
Hey, no, it's a lady. And hey, look at this. I got a box, and I'm going to unwrap it. And kids just sit there
it's
and watch
these hands.
It's the
biggest thing. My kid does it all the time.
Yeah.
Or the surprise. I've told you this on the air many times. She'll watch videos of surprise eggs.
Oh, those you've told us about.
They uncrack the egg and whatever's in there. They take it out. And they talk about it, and then they, we're going to open another egg now.
Holy moly.
Another egg?
Open.
And how old's your
she's
kid?
She's 4.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time. Like, I have to rip it from her.
Who, man, you think if I do a video of, like, of returning items, like, would Persians watch?
Like, you know, like a Persian thing?
The Persian thing is my mom to this day, like, when we'll go into Nordstrom's, wherever, she'll start negotiating the price. That does not leave her DNA.
Yeah.
She'll be like, what if I buy two of these? Can you give me that third one for free?
And do they ever say yes?
She should
look at all the seams and be like, there's a few threads here.
I'm 43 years old. I'm still embarrassed when I stand next to her while she like does a purchase. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, we could be at 7-Eleven. We could,
Yeah. You can't believe it's coming out of their mouth.
You're like,
does it ever work?
Sometimes.
So then there you go.
My aunt.
Saving money.
My aunt did that. We were in Italy and we went to couture, whatever. An elegant boutique. And my aunt didn't speak Italian. That dude didn't speak English or
Farsi.
Or Persian or Farsi. And she was, the way she would negotiate, how much? And the guy, $1,500. Okay, you give me $500. No, senora, $1,500. Okay, so I come back. Okay, $750. he's not even negotiating with her. She's negotiating on her own. No, senora, 1500. Okay. So 800, I come. You can make ready, get package, go. And she would walk out. And the dude, I would look back, and the dude was like, his jaw dropped. And he'd go, what just happened? And in all honesty, I swear to God, one of the guys gave in and goes, okay, fine. Go, come back. Go, you come back. I have ready. And she, it worked. It was.
Well, there you go. She paid almost half price for it.
And Brilliant. The other, does your family make you pull over every time someone's selling fruit on the side of the road?
My family, well, the kids like the fruit, so.
Oh, man, so they do. This is
Persian stuff?
Yeah. No, I think, no, in L.A., there's fruit guys every
block. Yeah, during strawberry season, I'm going to pull
they're
over.
They're here,
yeah.
too. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to feed my kids. It's not a Persian thing.
I like how Maz says your name.
I know. Say it. It's funny.
Human.
Yeah, that's the correct way to say it.
Yeah. You guys don't
Who
call
man.
Me that. Don't call
I'm
me that.
I'm calling you
You don't
now.
Have the right accent. It's not. It sounds
you
weird
got it.
When you guys
nailed
say it.
Human.
I have
Who
a
man.
Friend who's
Maz,
Persian.
Why do you tell him these
Who
things?
Human. He just.
We already knew this.
Bro.
Human.
Bro.
My Persian friend says. Who man? Every time I see him, he always asks me, "Who man?" And I just laugh. Hey, do you watch Shazab Sunset?
I do not watch Shazab Sunset.
Is that a protest thing, like for Human?
I watch. I think one or two episodes. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I just don't like reality shows.
Yeah,
it's fingernails on the chalkboard to me. So,
for example, a couple
unless
things
you
would
one.
Appreciate on there.
Oh, I'm sure. No, I wouldn't want a reality show. I would feel weird. I've had people say, "Oh, we're doing a little segment." And whatever, we want to do a 5-minute segment interview on for some show. Uh-huh. And I go, okay, sure, let's do it. And then when they're following me in the streets, it just always feels weird with camera people around you. So I wouldn't want a reality show.
It seems like a lot more work.
It is a lot of
You'd
work.
You'd think it would just be easy, but they set up all these scenarios. And
you have to
fake
be
drama.
Yeah. Like I was just at the Just for Laughs festival. It was just a comedy festival in Montreal, uh-huh. and Netflix did a funny thing, and they got like maybe I don't know 7 or 8 comedians that are on Netflix, and they had us pretend to be in a house together. They called it Joke House. So that was fun.
So you had to do like the diary room things.
Diary room.
Oh,
and they gave us all kind of a character. Like they said to me, they go, okay, you're the anal retentive guy. So you show up early and you set up a calendar for shower times and all this stuff. And then, of course, all the comedians are going to mess it up. So then they have me starting very pleasant. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. And then by the end, I'm cussing everybody out. I'm like, yeah, you know. And then that was fun.
Is that available somewhere to watch?
They're going to cut it into trailers. They want to use it to promote their specials. So there was a handful of us that have specials on there. So they're going to just, you know.
Do you have a Netflix special?
I got a Netflix special.
Oh, how
nice.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, Netflix is doing so much for comedy. Like, I literally sit down and be like, look at all that.
It is killing it.
Let's do
this. It's amazing because there's so much. Have you guys seen? Did you see the one Nanette? Did you see that lady? That was the talk of the most, you know, the summer basically for stand-up comedy. So her name is Hannah Gatsby. She's out of Australia and it's called Nanette, and she starts with a lot of just jokes and stand-up.
Is she the blonde with their hair like pulled
no,
back really tight?
No, that's Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh, okay.
And she's very funny, and she's had a few on there, but this Nanette one is this lady from Australia, and she starts, as she keeps going, she starts talking about her experiences. Yeah, so she gets really serious, and it becomes a one-woman show basically, and it's one of those things where you're gonna.
But it's compelling, and people are into it.
You got to get through. Like at first, I was like, "Oh, this is just stand-up," and then eventually, she starts talking about issues of, you know, she's a lesbian and talks about issues of growing up in I think it was Tasmania or somewhere where they didn't support that, and so she had to, you know, she would get beaten up and just all kinds of crazy stuff. So. That was one that I watched that was amazing. And then on the completely other end of the spectrum was the Steve Martin and Martin Short one. I don't know if you watched that.
I didn't.
I love those guys.
That is on my list right after the Maz Gibrani one.
Yes, you have to watch it.
I'm going to. You
don't understand the Martin Short, Steve Martin if you don't watch the Maz Gibrani one.
Right.
I mean,
that's like a prerequisite.
Yeah, basically the Maz Gibrani one you need to watch, mm-hmm. and then the other specials make sense. Even
right.
the Chappelle, any one of those.
All of the ones that are on there, yours is like a setup.
Mine is like the pilot episode.
Right.
Because if you don't see mine, I mean, and I'm telling this to everybody who's a comedy fan, if you want, I don't care who you like. Kevin Hart.
Right. You're a great setup for that
it's
one.
It's yeah. the master key.
Right. It gets you in. Then you understand.
Yes. So just know that. Maz Gibrani, Immigrant on Netflix. If you watch that, you'll understand every show on Netflix, really.
Right.
because without
even the ones you previously didn't like, you'll suddenly have a new appreciation for them.
I did that, and it's amazing.
Yeah, Maz Jobrani.
Wait,
we're out of time.
I know. I posted a really great picture of me and Maz on my Instagram. Everyone, go check it out.
Is it a great picture of you or a great picture of Maz?
I put us on a magazine cover. I really spent 25 minutes on this.
Pimped it out.
It's incredible.
You did some Trump stuff right there.
Yeah. I did.
He puts himself on magazines.
I like it.
Yeah. We're on the cover of a magazine.
So September 8th.
September 8th.
So will you come back?
Well, that's the thing is, it's a show's on Saturday, and I'm in Sacramento on Friday.
Why don't you come on Thursday? It's the 6th.
He's going to be in Sacramento on Friday.
Sacramento Friday is a lot of
rewrite his whole life.
Yeah.
Well, it's just awesome to see you.
Thank
we
you
love
for
you
having
so
me.
Much. Oh my god! Anytime.
If you guys are at all, I know you guys are early morning people, but if you have
it's
the
a
energy.
Saturday night.
Come out, please. And you will then know where the Norse Theater is.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to support NPR, but, you know.
I'll get you free tickets. You're not supporting.
Perfect.
You kidding me?
Maz Jobrani, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ah, the best day of the week. It's Friday, and right now, caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 is going to have an even better day. You get a pair of tickets to see Lindsey Stirling and Evanescence. Listen to that. That's some emotion right there. And not only are you going to see Lindsey Stirling and Evanescence, they're doing a full orchestra. So it's going to be super dramatic.
Oh.
I know. September 5th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But we have a pair for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Call now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's excellent. You're going to love it. It's real good.
Thank you.
All right, here's what's happening. We will begin. Actually, let me begin with this text because I'm not sure how the post went. 925 says, OMG, Bryn.
Oh.
You posted a classic secret show dated 8/13/12.
Yep.
Sarah only told half her Costa Rica story.
Yep.
Please.
You have to wait till next week.
Oh, so we're doing two-parters.
We're running out of time. You guys had a meeting that day, and you're like, we gotta go, but Sarah
was
really deep into
it. Well, we had 3 minutes left, and I'm like, he says 3 minutes. I go, I can't tell the rest of the story. They're like, try and do it, try. I start, I'm like, nope, it can't be done. Gonna have to pick it up. So that'll be next week.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Left you hanging.
I don't even remember what the story is.
Suckers.
When I went to Costa Rica, that horrible boat.
Oh, the rickety.
Thing.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the
Jesus.
No.
He almost died.
The no life preservers.
Right.
That's right.
You're a bad mom.
Terrible mom.
Terrible mom.
You have to listen to it.
Interesting. Okay, so that's what they're talking
about. It's so crazy because we're almost exactly 6 years behind.
Exactly.
Or ahead. Whatever. But we're taking all these secret shows that were formerly bleeped, and we're going to start putting them up completely. So you get to hear us. I mean, and it's
You'll
funny.
Get to hear the actual material.
The actual material. And the thing is that I'm actually a little bit afraid of what some of those are going to sound like, because just knowing that we were going to get bleeped made us even freer than I think we are without.
Which is so strange.
Well,
yeah.
Because I don't want everyone hearing me say everything that I've said on those shows, you know? It's you guys is one thing. You hear me every day.
Potty mouth.
Right, as
Sailor
soon as the
mouth.
Mics go off. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know how I don't swear on the air, honestly.
It's weird.
but so I was nervous
listening
to it.
I do. It's called money. You need the money.
I guess that must be it.
We all want the money.
It's the money filter.
Right.
I'm talking
job.
Through
That's
a,
why.
A bill right. Yeah. right now.
Anyway, so that's neat. Okay, so the first classic secret show has been posted, and there'll be more to come, everyone, including the second part of the first one posted.
Is that the very first one that you ever recorded after Icky left?
It is. So I started that week because you guys had a 2-week vacation, and that was
right.
So it was a whole scramble to get things
someone
going.
In place. Mm. And right,
so I
this was before
in.
You officially had the job.
It is. So,
it was after Hawaii.
So
that
you're
you officially...
you heard me be gone with other people filling in for me as well, auditioning for this position and stuff.
Oh,
so,
I remember
yeah,
some
it was
of
a whole
that.
Thing. It was like a few months.
Yeah,
of
I
that
think,
process.
I
yeah.
think we went to Hawaii like maybe in November.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a test. It was a test. The Hawaii trip was a test for Bryn.
It was the final
and
hoop
into
you had
it,
to jump through.
We're all like, he's the one.
Yep.
He's the one for us.
A fun hoop though.
Yeah, pretty good.
Fun audition.
Tesla shares are falling as investors deal with another surprising development surrounding their CEO, Elon Musk, he's admitted in a wide-ranging interview with the New York Times that stress is taking a heavy toll on him. And so I don't know where the stock is at now, but one of the reasons, I feel like he's creating this himself with some of the
stuff he's
up to. I really
can't have you flame out, Elon. Like, all my hopes and dreams for getting off this planet are resting with you and your whole SpaceX thing. Like, why don't you just spin Tesla off? Give it to someone who can handle it. That's a lot less stress on you. You can focus on your boring company and SpaceX.
He told the New York Times that no one had seen or reviewed his tweet about the plan to take the company private before he posted it. They say he teared up in the interview.
Oh, good God.
And discussed.
He's losing it.
The personal strain of leading the electric car maker, which isn't a great show from a CEO. You want your leader to be strong,
handsome, has it together.
And what else? Brave.
Oh, brave, yeah. Forget about that.
Right.
Together. I want him to seem to have his S together. Dude is tearing up in an interview. No.
Not a good move. Anyway, you know, he's the one that tweeted. He said he typed the take Tesla private tweet himself as he was driving to the airport.
Oh, great.
Am considering taking Tesla private at $420. Funding secured. Shares are now at like $300.
$311.
It's going to be an expensive proposition.
We're currently in the fourth straight day of declines, and they've wiped out any year-to-date gains. So
I blame that Grimes lady.
He also mentions in the hour-long sit-down that he frequently needs the sleep aid Ambien to go to bed.
Oh, great.
It's often a choice of no sleep or Ambien.
This is going to be—he's going to be one of those. He's going to have one of those Michael Jackson doctors at his house doing the milk. Elon.
Oh man, it just went down to 310, man.
Oh Jesus.
A new survey asked people what they think of the gender reveal parties. And the top answer is they're unnecessary.
Oh, I think they're fun.
Yeah, I think that's up to the people who are throwing them. If you got time in your life to make a cake that's pink inside or whatever, then good for you.
I think the cake is dumb. And I'm going to tell you why.
I think it's super fun.
I think a balloon popping, revealing blue or pink is a great presentation. Cutting into the cake and then trying to get that thing underneath and then it doesn't work.
Oh, you're saying because it's actually messy to cut a cake.
It's messy and it's not like a quick, like, it's not like bam. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, you want something that pops.
I don't know.
He's also talking from a director's perspective where you can't really get it.
Oh,
you can't really get the shot of the actual...
So he's actually filming this.
Yes.
Yeah. I just haven't given it that much thought. If someone wants to throw a party, I think they should. I love throwing a party, and I'll do it for any reason. And if I have to pretend I'm pregnant and do a gender reveal in order to have cake and a party, I'm going to do it.
35% of people say it's unnecessary. 30 say it's just a trend. So it's trendy, and that's what people are up to, just like growing beards and wearing tight pants.
Right.
This is what we're doing now.
Fun. Do whatever you want. God, why are people so worried about what other people? If you don't like gender reveal parties, don't go to them.
Don't do the kick.
The survey also found about two-thirds of people say they would want to know their baby's gender before it's born. I feel like there's only one couple in the course of this pregnancy I'm in the middle of. I don't know how to word that.
Involved with
the dad of, I don't know, however, whatever. One couple said, we don't know the sex of our baby. And the whole room was like, oh my God, good for you. How cool.
We didn't know our second kid. And actually,
you didn't?
I was sure that he was going to be a girl.
Oh.
I say to him all the time, you're supposed to be a girl. He loves it.
I'm sure he does.
It was, I really actually think in retrospect, it was a mistake because I was hoping for a girl even by the time it came. And then it was a boy and it actually set me back. I'm like, oh, that's this. I have the wrong baby. And but if I had known several months ahead of time that it was a boy, I would have wrapped my head around a boy and been like, can't wait to meet my new boy.
Yeah, I think most people do find out. And it's surprising, like I just said, It was shocking when those people said, we don't know. We're going to wait.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, I guess if you truly don't care, but if I admit to myself in the deepest levels, I was pretty sure it was going to be a girl, and that's what I wanted and didn't get.
While we're on this subject, well, of course you do. I mean,
I have to say that.
Once you get to know him, I mean,
yeah. What else are you going to say?
I do tell him all the time, though. He'll, like, do something that pisses me off. I'm like, you're supposed to be a girl.
20% of millennials say they have vetoed a baby name because they couldn't get the domain name.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It hasn't even occurred to me to look that up. But that is something people would think of. Of course.
Sure. Why wouldn't they? They've got their own domain.
So the question then is, why do you think your kid needs to have a .com in their name? So half of them responded, oh, they'll use it for college applications.
Wow, they are really thinking ahead.
Is that right?
I don't know. My kid didn't need his own domain to have that.
35% say their kid's going to have a personal website. They're going to be big business, and they're going to have their own website.
Hey, look, you know, what is it, $70 a year to hold on to a URL? I guess if you can afford that and it means something to you, then have at it.
It's not wrong. It's just surprising
it
that
is.
Anyone even thought that.
Yeah, that's never crossed my mind. But in a way, it's kind of cool, especially if you, like, you know how people, there are people who send an email to their kid to a private account, you know,
we've
or a Yahoo
that.
Thing.
Sure.
That's, I think that's absolutely great. And you give the kid the password at age 18 or whenever, and then they can, do you put pictures and stuff in there too? Like, I think that's what a lovely gift to give to someone.
I started out strong and have tapered off.
Yeah.
Mom has been doing it the whole time.
That's great.
So my daughter will get her email address and code, and there'll be a ton of stuff there already.
Have you told her that this
no.
is happening? Good.
No.
And you'll do this for baby number two? She's
yeah.
going to have a lot less time to do it. You think you're going to do all this stuff? And
well, I agree.
It falls off.
I agree 100%.
We used to take the monthly picture, and we did that, I think, 1 or 2 months once we had two kids. I'm like, I just don't have time to do it anymore. I'm not doing it. I'm not
the kid's
doing it.
Not even here. Well, she's wiped out, and that's why. But yeah, the kid's not even here yet, and I'm doing a ton of stuff that I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing baths tonight. Okay, I'm making dinner too.
Yeah, I'm over here on the couch, heavily pregnant.
Yeah,
but
so,
you know, you're probably happy to do that stuff. I mean, you can see that
it's fine
she's
right now. But
I,
but back to your point, she's not going to keep that up though.
It's going to be hard.
Emailing thing's going to definitely.
She's
going
to have one baby. Tucked under an arm like a football while she reaches out and chases the one that's running away from her.
Right.
Like, it's, you know, two kids is no joke. Good luck with that. It's the right choice for you. It is. You'll be glad. And Isla will be glad.
415 says, in the construction business, I've done a regular business with Persians, and we always add a percentage so they can negotiate it back down and make them feel good about their purchase.
That's hilarious.
Sorry.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, if you're with my mom, man, it's just so, I'm like, oh,
she wants
man.
To get a deal. What's wrong with that?
It's always, but it's true.
There was something the other day on Shaw's Human, and Reza was saying, oh, what Persians do. We go to the really expensive, high-class place, and then we look at all the stuff there, and then we go to the warehouse place and buy it there for cheaper prices.
Yeah,
just the comparison, but
right.
Yeah.
Right.
They want deals.
Who is this interview with? He's hilarious.
Oh, did we not say
so
his name
funny.
Maz Jobrani. M-A-Z Jobrani.
If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we posted his performance at the Norse Theater September 8th. You can get all the info there.
I'm going to that.
I'm
going to
go too. I'm
going to
take my mom.
Good. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, maybe we can all have
Let's
dinner
all go
beforehand.
Together. I'm going to bring my brother and my sister-in-law.
That's so great.
We're going to party. Anybody else say go? We should all go together.
Talk to my lady about it. Let me see.
Yeah. That'd be really fun. I mean, I did feel bad. I'm like, can I have four?
Yeah, he's fine with it. Place holds 1,600 people.
Right.
Please, we're doing
them.
More texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.